tariffs, and keeping trade a priority. I'm Danielle Drotsman with your Farm News Update. As U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson traveled around South Dakota, one of the top concerns was tariffs.
But they had that Farmer Bridge Assistance Program that was recently announced to kind of help combat that and help relieve a little bit of, you know, extra burden on the farmers. So any thoughts on that program that was recently announced?
Yeah, most every producer I talk to, that's not how they want to bring money into their operation. They want to make money in the market. They want to grow food. They want to sell food. And as a result, I do think everybody's got some pretty mixed opinions when we have to have some of these support programs. But that being said, when we get in trade wars, I mean, the American farmer, particularly on the soybean side, they're on the front line. They are the tip of the spear. I recognize that. And so as we've generated additional tariff revenue, I think it only makes sense to send some of that tariff revenue back to the farmers that are bearing the brunt of these trade wars. We want to get done with the trade war as quickly as we can, get good deals, and let folks make money in the market. I don't want to have rose-colored glasses on these trade wars, Danielle. If they last too long, they can create some real structural problems. I mean, Brazil is growing 15 million more acres of corn and beans than they were just 10 years ago. That's part of the oversupply. They're not going to turn that 15 million acres back into rainforest. And so we're going to have to figure out, I think, some domestic uses for that.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, bottom line, too, it's just so important to keep trade on a priority list and just have good relationships with those buyers. And, you know, because if we don't have a market to sell into, it's our farmers are probably going to have a tough time moving forward. So,
well, Jerry Schmidt's South Dakota Soybean reminded me that they had an office in China for 10 years before they sold a bushel of soybeans there. It does take a long time to establish these markets. And so let's hope that we can get these trade deals online here in 2026 so we don't unduly disrupt those markets.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotsman.